You're listening to The Lead Now with Dr. Vic Podcast.
Greetings, team. Welcome to another episode of Lead Now with Dr. Vic. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Today's episode focuses on task-oriented versus relations-oriented leadership style. And this topic falls under the theories and concept thing. Effective leaders are those who truly know who and what they are, how they show up, and how to apply their unique attributes to ensure their subordinate leaders achieve success. However, the frustration arises when you operate in your innate leadership style and you still do not experience the organizational goals or the employee engagement you desire. Oftentimes, it's not that you are an effective leader. It's perhaps where you tend to focus your attention while you lead. Today's episode, we'll be exploring the key differences between task-oriented and relations-oriented leadership styles. These two approaches represent distinct ways that leaders focus their efforts and interact with their teams. Understanding how these two styles work can be the difference in you making that unlimited impact. So first, let's define the task-oriented leadership. A task-oriented leader is someone who prioritizes getting the job done efficiently and effectively, and their primary focus is on the work itself and meeting specific goals or standards. I would sum up these types of leaders as bottom line up front, no fluff, no sugarcoat, pretty direct to the point. They emphasize planning and organizing work, define clear roles and responsibilities, establishes policies and procedures. They set timelines and deadlines, and they monitor progress closely. A task-oriented leader tends to be highly directive in their approach. They provide clear instructions and expectations to their team members about what needs to be accomplished. Again, no sugarcoat, straight to the point. Again, no flowery words, really about getting the job done. Now, this style can be very effective in situations that require strict processes or have tight deadlines. Now, there are drawbacks, like any type of leadership style. There's a drawback. The drawback with a task-oriented leader is while it has its strengths, it can sometimes come at the expense of team morale or individual development. These leaders may be perceived as overly controlling or inflexible if they don't balance their focus on task with relationship building. Again, it's purely about the mission. And many times these leaders, if they're unable to balance that relations piece, they can come off as pretty abrasive, perhaps micromanaging, and even they may be considered misunderstood in the way that they go about their interpersonal relations. Okay, so in comparison, you had the relations-oriented leadership. Now, you all recall during my intro a few episodes ago, I shared I am a relations-oriented leader. That is my default leadership style. I'm a relations-oriented leader. And so with a relations-oriented leader, they prioritize the human element of leadership. The primary focus is on motivating, supporting, and developing their team members. Now, this is where you would say these are your people persons. These are those types of leaders that will get out almost like they never meet a stranger, have a very a charismatic a persona, and really looking at ways to connect with people. A key characteristic of a relations-oriented leader is one that builds strong interpersonal connections, encourages open communication, provides emotional support, focuses on team member well-being, assigns tasks based on individual strengths. The relations-oriented leaders use supportive behaviors to make their followers feel comfortable and confident, and they take the time to understand each team member's unique needs, skills, and aspirations. Again, a default people person, really trying to get into the human dimension of the leadership. Yes, the mission is the ultimate goal, the organizational goals. However, really how each person feels on the team is where that focus relies for a relations-oriented leader. Now, potential drawbacks is while you may enjoy that high team morale and loyalty, it may sometimes come at the expense of task efficiency. There's a risk of losing sight of deadlines or performance standards if too much emphasis is placed on building relationships. Okay, so this individual has to watch how much they're doing their people engagement if it's taken away from mission accomplishment. So then we look at how do you balance both approaches? In reality, effective leadership often requires a balance of both task-oriented and relations-oriented behaviors. And so the most successful leaders are able to adapt their style based on the situation and the needs of their team. For example, when facing a tight deadline or crisis, a more task-oriented approach may be necessary. However, during periods of change or when team morale is low, emphasizing relationship-oriented behaviors could be more beneficial. Okay? So when you look at both of those leadership styles, that's where you come into the term situational leadership. This ideal of adapting leadership style to the situation is central to the concept of situational leadership. So according to this model, leaders should adjust their approach based on the development need of their followers and the specific requirement of the task at hand. It goes back to our first episode, team. Emotional intelligence, understanding how you can read the room, understanding the needs of the people, understanding how you show up, understanding how you see the picture, understand the perception of others and how they see the picture. That is where that situational leadership comes in handy. The situational leadership model proposes four leadership styles that combine the different levels of directed and supportive behaviors. When I say directed, I mean task-oriented, and supportive means relations-oriented. So for situational leadership, one style is directing. It'd be high directive, meaning more task-oriented, with low supportive or low relations building. The second part is a coaching style. You'd be high directive, still putting out tasks, but also you complement that with high relationship building. Then you have supportive part of situational leadership. Where now you high level support, so a high level of people engagement with low directive, meaning not as direct, not as task focused. And then the delegating where you have low supportive or low people engagement along with low task oriented. Okay, so when you're flexible at applying these different styles, leaders can provide what their team members need most in any given situation. Again, team, we go back to the emotional intelligence. How do you show up? How do you show up in understanding what situations may lead you to show up in a certain way? So we look at practical application. How do you apply these concepts in your own leadership practice? Right? As we look at each one of those scenarios, task-oriented, relations-oriented, situational-oriented. I recall I was very heavy relations-oriented leader. And it wasn't until my leadership journey and trial and error I realized, yes, while I enjoyed building effective teams, being able to want a high morale and making sure every member of my team and my organization felt heard and they had valid input, I did realize that it did come at the expense of those tasks. I also was concerned, how do I still make sure my team members understand that I care? And so finding that balance early on posed a significant challenge for me. Once I realized that I can still build an effective team and still being able to hold them accountable, the leadership aspect of growing within these leadership styles became even more enjoyable. Because I still knew I can be true to self, understanding relations oriented. But now, consciously and being more deliberate And when I engaged with a short timeline or being able to explain to the teammates, this is what we're going to do and this is why we have to do it. And this is the deadline, the suspense, this is the resources required and needed. That allowed my leadership to become more effective. Again, knowing who you are and how to show up. So again, team, as you start looking at your own leadership practice, here's a few takeaways. Know yourself. Know yourself. Know your natural inclination. Are you more naturally task-oriented or relations-oriented? When you understand your default style, that can help you identify areas where you may need to stretch. Again, team, it's okay, but the key is understanding who and what you are. Number two, assess the situation. Again, we're too complex of humans to be placed in a bottle. Too complex of humans to be labeled. Okay, I may have this inclination to be relations-oriented or inclination to be task-oriented, but it does not mean I'm locked in there. Again, we subscribe to a growth mindset. So assess the situation. Consider the specific needs of your team. Understand the nature of work at hand. Is there a pressing deadline that requires a more task-oriented approach? Or is team morale low, indicating a need for more relationship building? Again, as that leader, you are the band director. You're the orchestra. You're the conductor. If you recognize your team is so focused on the task, but yet they're grinding out, perhaps they need some more morale uplift. That's where you come through in being able to leverage more relationship building. Maybe you do more team building events. Maybe you take the time to tell the team, I really appreciate the hard work you're doing. What is it that I can do for you? What resources do you need? What makes your job enjoyable? What makes your job challenging? Again, assessing the situation and knowing how you can show up for your teammates. Number three, develop a full toolkit. Work on strengthening both your task-oriented and relations-oriented leadership skills. This will allow you to flexibly adapt your approach as needed. Again, team, make the world your lab. Identify your laboratory. Where will you work on these skills? If you don't work on it in the office, where are you going to work on it? Because guess what? That's your natural inclination. You'll be a task-oriented at home with your significant other. You'll be task-oriented or relations-oriented when you support your children at a soccer event, or you're volunteering at church or any other nonprofit. So again, understanding and then finding your lab where you can start working on strengthening both skill sets. Then you look at seeking feedback, team. Again, we're only as good as the feedback we receive back to understand how we're doing. This comes back to the emotional intelligence, being self-aware and being able to be vulnerable, being able to articulate to your support network, hey, I recognize I am a task-oriented leader. I want to work a little bit more on my relations-oriented building. Hey, I'm a relations-oriented. I love connecting with people, but sometimes it comes slight of at the expense of mission accomplishment. I need you all to help me here. So ask your team members how they perceive your leadership style and what they need from you. It's okay. We're all in this thing together. Again, I may be a team leader, but I'm still also a team member. Because now you can provide that valuable insight for improvement. And then the next takeaway is find balance. Remember that the most effective leaders can seamlessly integrate both task and relationship focus. Strive to meet performance goals while also supporting and developing your team members. At the end of the day, team, both task-oriented and relationship-oriented styles have their place in effective management. The key is understanding when and how to apply each approach. By developing a flexible leadership style that can emphasize tasks or relationships as needed, you'll be better equipped to lead your team to success in any situation. So team, before we get to this action plan, I want to share that both task-oriented and relations-oriented leadership styles have their place in effective management. The key is understanding when and how to apply each approach. By developing a flexible leadership style that can emphasize tasks or relationships as needed, you'll be better equipped to lead your team to success in any situation. Okay? Team, here is your action plan for today. Some strategies to really help balance between task-oriented and relations-oriented leadership approaches. I'll give you five. And then you can check out the website at www.ltyconsulting.com and find the other action plans. One, we spoke about it, team. Develop your emotional intelligence. Work on improving your ability to recognize and manage your emotions, your own and those of your team members. This will help you navigate the relational aspects of leadership more effectively. Number two, assess your natural style. Reflect on whether you tend to be more task-focused or relationship-focused by default. And understanding your natural inclination will help you identify areas for growth. Third, strategy. Practice active listening, team. We have two ears for a reason. Yet, as I consult organizational leaders, this active listening piece is one of the most significant challenges that people in the workplace are having, that are experiencing. Active listening. When interacting with team members, focus on truly hearing their perspectives and concerns. This builds relationships while also gathering important information about tasks and projects. Number four, provide balanced feedback, team. When giving feedback, address both task performance and interpersonal teamwork skills. And then you recognize achievements in both areas. Again, we're looking at behavioral change, how to reinforce this positive behavior, how to reinforce as we build this new culture. Create a balanced team culture. Foster an environment that values both high performance and strong relationships. Recognize and reward achievements in both areas. This team is significant, where you may even have employees that are more relations-oriented versus task-oriented, or vice versa. Being able to recognize someone for how many widgets they completed this month may be important, but someone else may want to know how well they built effective relationships and teamwork. So again, knowing your team, it goes back to episode two, when we talked about team building, understanding your team. Not all team members are created equally. All their unique love needs and all their unique leadership needs are not the same. So the same way that we have a relationship or task-oriented leadership style, our teammates have that as well. And then team also, I'll give you one bonus one. Evaluate those team needs regularly. Assess your team's current needs in terms of both task completion and relationship building. Okay? Team, as always, it's great. It's great to meet with you all each week and have this opportunity to share the insights. So as you go forward this next week, building upon this task-oriented and relations-oriented, understand that you're not alone. Continue to be an impactful leader. Continue to recognize and build upon your unique skill sets that you bring to the workplace every day. But the only way to get there is that you continue to improve that emotional intelligence. Self-awareness, team. Self-awareness. Continue to check in on our website, www.ltyconsulting.com. I'll see you all next week. Dr. Vic is out.
You've just listened to the Lead Now with Dr. Vic podcast. Please tune in next week for another impactful episode.